How's your shower last night been?
Yeah, because we haven't been able to record an episode for a while. Wow, it's only been a week, but it feels like years. My life is just... I'm living dog years.
Mate. Dog years, just like...
I'm living dog years.
Mate, if you're living dog years and maybe the last series of Game of Thrones, that was actually at normal pace for you.
Yes, that's probably why I enjoyed it. It's more so my, I think, my fandom of a show. I've just adjusted my expectations now. I don't get mad. I just go, right, I'm just changing the way I engage with it. It's like when I drop something, I'm dropping it now. I'm done. I'm not angry. Oh. I'm just done.
See, I thought you meant like legitimately, like actually dropping stuff, because there's a moment, you get to a certain age that when you drop stuff, you used to just pick it up, and then you get past that point and then you just drop something and you stare at it for a good 10 seconds, just asking why you're such a fucking failure. While sighing very heavily, like the weight of the world is on that one item that you've just dropped, and it takes you a good like half a minute to mentally prepare yourself to pick the fucker back up.
Well, I hope our listeners are certainly engaged and ready to jump back into swinging through Spider-Man, Brad. I really hope so.
Speaking about picking things back up.
Yeah. Here is episode, it's not even episode 62, we're dealing with issue 62 of The Amazing Spider-Man on Swinging Through Spider-Man, which is a podcast where myself, James and Brad over there read through The Amazing Spider-Man, funnily enough, in chronological order, is it? It's in order, isn't it? Is it chronological?
Chronological means in the timeline, and thus far, yes.
It's not chronological because... there is stuff that happens before the events of these comics that we haven't read, so it's not chronological, is it? It's just in order,
issue by issue. Issue by issue.
Yeah, so we need to adjust the description of the podcast. That is false advertising.
We are right-click, sort by, date.
Bang on. Bang on. I couldn't have put it better, Brad. Well done. Well done. But no, we're dealing with issue 62. I say dealing with, like, dealing with another Spider-Man comic. It's excellent. It's fun.
It is fantastic. The only thing you got to deal with is Peter Parker's shenanigans.
His bullshit. Peter Parker's back on his bullshit. It's issue 62 of The Amazing Spider-Man. Brad, where we left off was with the brainwasher shenanigans turned out to be the Kingpin. He'd been scrambling the brains of Captain George Stacy, who is the father of Gwen Stacy, who is Peter Parker's kind of love interest. And that all went wrong because the love interest stuff went wrong because Peter Parker ended up laying his hands on a brainwashed George Stacy.
Well, he kind of deserved it. George Stacy did come at him with the cane.
He'd been a prick.
Oh, yeah, right goober.
And he needed a slap. Peter Parker lays his hands on him. Just as Gwen Stacy walks in, Peter Parker's kicked out in disgrace. Eventually, Captain George Stacy gets better. He kind of forgets that he was brainwashed, but he forgets everything that happened when he was brainwashed, so he doesn't realise what has happened and what's went on. And Gwen Stacy, of course, is upset. Peter Parker is very upset, and that's where we left off in the last issue. Brad, any things to get into before we jump in?
The only thing I can think of is the reason how come Gwen and Peter aren't exactly on talking terms at the moment is because Peter, in order to get through to the Kingpin and basically get George Stacy behind bars was to release a hot take on some criminal photographs of him in the act, but he obviously had to publish that as Peter Parker, not Spider-Man. So
I mean, you say hot take, it was genuine news, Brad.
Genuine news, yeah. Well, who knows with the Bugle?
It wasn't like his shit opinion. He took photos of the geezer in a crime.
That's a good point.
But no, it wasn't a hot take. It was him delivering the news. That's where we left off. It's all in a shambles in terms of Peter's personal life, but again, he's having a decent time being Spider-Man.
Yeah, he always gets back in his suit and just swings about, really clears his head.
Issue 62 of The Amazing Spider-Man, once again by Stan Lee. He's introduced as Smiling Stan Lee. He's always smiling, mate. And Jazzy John Romita, who I guess Jazzy. I don't know him.
I don't know, maybe. Like, he's constantly just walking about the gaff doing jazz hands when he's not drawing.
That's how he draws, with jazz hands. With he jazz has pens hands. In the middle of his hands.
It's like one of them Italian hands meme.
Have you seen that film Upgrade, and the bloke has got a gun in his hand?
No, I've not watched that movie, Upgrade.
It's a good film.
With a man with a gun in his hand.
John Romita has pencils in his hand.
Oh, that'd be epic.
Not holding that in his hands, so he can just kind of shoot them out, just draw with his palms wide open. I'm not sure about the ergonomics of that or how it affects his back or spine or anything. No, you got to draw correctly.
I just can't pee!
So your spine don't get bent. But no, he's drawing all right. We're at issue 62. We'll jump in. It's make way for Medusa. And the first thing we see is Spider-Man being attacked.
Like, straight off the bat.
Yeah, he's swinging through the city of New York, as he always does. And his webbing has been cut by someone, and he's falling through the air.
Just like straight away. Like, first panel, yeah. Webbing's cut straight down, plummeting through New York City.
It is quickly revealed that he has been attacked or disrupted by a red-haired looking. She looks kind of like an X-woman, X-man. Like,
I can see that.
She's got like an X-band across. Like a, what is that? What even is that? Is it just a suit?
I'd say it's got
it's a bodysuit.
Yeah, spandex.
Yeah, something. But she's got an X shape. I thought she was an X-Men, but no, she's revealed to be Medusa of the extraterrestrial and powerful Inhumans.
Ah, I know these fellas.
She's an alien. There's God someone
damn,
looking up.
Martha was one of them UFOs.
There's someone looking up from the street, looking at this, like, she's a fucking alien.
Like, straight
and
away.
And he's Spider-Man. I'm so hateful, I don't know who I want to be dead first.
So full of opinions. What I'm getting from this Medusa, though, is it's like, if Goblin and Doc Ock and Mary Jane all somehow come together and had a villainous little baby. That
what the fuck?
Medusa?
Wait 1 second. Fuck off. How has Green Goblin's DNA in this? He doesn't. That fucking glider isn't connected to his DNA.
I'm not saying about the DNA. I'm just saying, like, if you mushed all of them together, then you would have this character. Because you've got long red hair. She's got, like, the long red hair is acting like tentacles, like Doc Ock. And she's flying on a glider like Goblin. My point.
She got
stand.
Mary Jane hair.
Well, because it's red.
It is just. I thought. Honestly, I thought.
You know what? People can't see what we're looking at on a podcast, and I'm trying to be illustrative here. All right.
So it is Spider-Man who is
you
trapped.
You don't know what I bring to this podcast.
He's trapped with hair all over him. Like, the hair is attacking him. It's on all of his limbs. It's like ropes.
I've seen enough hentai to know where this is going.
And she catches him as he's falling with him.
She quickly moved on from that.
I am not even engaging. You smell better than that sentence. I mean, we've spoken in person a lot. We've spent a lot of years of our lives, and you have never smelled as bad as that sentence. Like, I'm for real being serious.
Mate, if that sentence...
I'm going to smell you the next time we meet, and you are going to stink of, you know, I know what you're going to smell bad, you're going to smell horrible, but you're going to smell like someone who would utter that.
I'll bring my waifu pillow.
That's going to smell as well, and that's going to be crusty.
Mate,
do not bring that.
If that sentence was a tater tot, it'd be the one that gets dropped on the floor and it rolls underneath the oven and it's just encrusted in shit.
It's just, why is there hair under the oven?
I don't know.
Where has that hair come from? I don't know, that's personal. That's a bit personal. It's come from Medusa, mate. It's come from Medusa. Back on topic. So Medusa grabs Spider-Man with her hair. He's dangling, quite helpless. And she's just ripping the piss out of him, saying, look, I've got nothing to do with you. I just want nothing to do with none of you. I've come here to learn about mankind. I want to see if they fear us. And if there's any scope of us, you know, taking a bit of your planet and living on it.
There's a side note.
We just want to live in peace on a bit of your planet. Well, you accept a whole bunch of aliens just living on your planet? He's just like, I don't care, you've attacked me. I'm furious.
Well, wouldn't anyone?
Well, he's raging. He's got hair around his neck strangling him, and he's just not having any of it.
He's literally just got cut out the air, completely abused, thrown up against the wall, tied down, for no reason when you could have just said, hey, Spider-Man, can we talk for a sec?
Well, to be fair, she attacked him because he's just swinging around the city, not paying attention to any flying vehicles, and he almost crashed, so Medusa's just taking him straight out.
If she's noticed him, why didn't she avoid him?
He's technically the pedestrian in the street. You've got to stop. You know, she's got the vehicle. She has to stop.
That's a good point.
Like if he swings in the way, the airways, she's got to stop, man. The second he's in the way, she's got to stop.
Yeah, she's got to stop. Stopping is very different than actually molesting him.
It's like when Jack Nicholson, that guy stopped in front of Jack Nicholson and he got out in the film with the fucking golf club and started just going ham on the car.
That's exactly it.
But she's just beat his ass and chucked him on a rooftop and went, you know what, I'm here for a reason and you're just getting in the way now, piss off. She's left to make contact with the general public and sped away before Spider-Man can actually do anything.
Yeah, he's just been strangled, man. He's been choked out.
So she lands in a city square, and what happens when an alien lands in a city square, Brad?
No good.
Everyone runs away?
this day and age, it would be like Snapchat filters on alien face. It's like, ah, the alien's now a dog.
She lands in a public square, and like, this woman passes out. Like,
I didn't even notice her.
I'm just
having a kip.
But the way that art is, she's just landed, and this woman is just sleeping on the floor.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it? It's kind of reminds me a bit of like War of the Worlds-esque.
Well, Medusa describes it as, well, hang on, a child's governess has fainted.
Governess. The thing is, that kid, man, remember Chubby Bubbles Girl, man? You see it?
Yes, he's running away in that exact manner.
That exact manner. Exactly the same.
So she's obviously this kid's mom or grandma, and the kid is sprinting away from Medusa, and he's going to get trampled by everyone else who's running away from Medusa because they don't understand that she's not an alien. Well, she is an alien. They don't understand that she's not harmful.
I think she needs to have a lesson in body language, because she's come along, basically threatened Spider-Man, legitimately shook her fist at him. Then she's come down to street level, like, in what appears to be, like, a battle suit. Everyone knows that anyone in Lycra in New York is up to no good. And he's just, like, hair's fucking everywhere, flying craft, coming in low. Like, she's hitting that, like, pose where she looks like she's about to Magneto freeze everyone. So, like, people have seen this. People know this is no good.
Lady Gaga is out of control again. But no, watch what the hair looks like. You know that prick off Looney Tunes?
The red one, yes!
The worst!
Oh, yeah, dickhead. With the fucking the sneakers.
He freaks me out.
Yeah, I know him. Yes, you're exactly right.
Oh, God. It
does legitimately look like he's just hanging off of his bitch's head.
Just planted on the back. That's why everyone is terrified, because they're only 20 years removed from his television debut, and he has come back.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
But this kid's running away. Medusa senses he's going to get trampled. He's going to get stamped on. He's going to get crushed, because that's what happens to kids when they run into crowds and the crowd don't care because they're running away. You've seen Game of Thrones. You know there's trampling happens.
Oh, yeah. Get
trampling happens every season. There's every season someone's getting fucking stamped on in King's Landing. Genuinely.
He's getting curb stomped and that.
Like when they bring that Pope geezer out in season two and people are ripping his arms off.
Oh, yeah, that was rough, that was.
Yeah. Oh, every season someone's getting trampled in King's Landing. So she lands, this kid runs off. He's going to get trampled, but she picks him up with all her hair.
Just throws him at the nearest police officer.
He chucks him at the police officer. This child is safe now.
Oh, God, please tell me that's not what we're going with.
I have come to your land in peace. She sounds like Queen Elizabeth. To be fair, she's the queen of the Inhumans.
It's a good point.
She's also, my knowledge is off Lego Marvel here.
She's also an alien, so she could also be speaking in, like, a super high frequency that can't actually be heard.
It sounds like when someone's power screwing, like, power screwing.
Mate, have you ever watched the South Park episodes where the future people come in and they're like, no, I would do, like, a check out time watch. Because it's just like a mash of all the fucking languages on Earth.
I want to acknowledge it, but what that program has done to the human race isn't acceptable. It's made everyone very cynical and nihilistic. But yeah, no, she's coming. Everyone, the crowd stops and they turn around and went, look, the long-haired creature caught that boy. And I'm like, it's clearly a woman.
Very clearly. Although at this rate, it looks like the hair's controlling her.
I don't want to know how the hair works.
And also, it's kind of a stretch to call someone a hero if they were the reason. She's basically just sorting out her own shit. Like, that's just being a responsible person. That's not being a hero.
Yeah, she just saw the kid almost dying, picked him up and went, okay, that didn't happen. And everyone's
From a crowd that she created.
Everyone's run away.
That's like setting fire to a building and putting it out. It's your fault it's on fire in the first place. One doesn't wash away the other.
Just because you corrected your accident doesn't make it not an accident.
Exactly.
But no, she's studying the human race, as it were, and they know that, well, she gathers that once you do a good act, they become more trustful. And I just think, how do you know so little?
But yet still speak plain English.
Fluent English.
Fluent Queens
English. I'm not going to do the accent again. It's just I'm just struggling.
Yeah, we dropped that one.
It's gone.
I mean, I'd have a crack at it, but...
Go on, Brad. Your turn.
Okay. Gotta give me a sec. Gotta get in character here. Me. La, 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 la. Okay, I'm ready. The child is safe now. No, it's pretty much exactly what you did.
Bang on. That is exactly the same. But the child is safe now.
We are two full grown men trying to impersonate an alien queen. This is how low life has got.
Now, she wants to walk among the humans as an equal. And the policeman just doesn't know what to say. He goes, hell, there's no law against that lady. And he's like, well, there's a law against aliens landing there and creating terror. If this didn't happen in New York City, she'd be shot dead instantly.
Just like open fire on straight away.
The second someone saw that fucking thing in the air, the glider.
Yeah.
The second.
The thing is, with New York City now, I wouldn't be surprised. I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if on some of the skyscrapers there was like ground to air missile launchers.
Imagine, like, remember the annual when the wizard and Mysterio were flying through there on that robot thing? You got to imagine the poor geezer who's seen that, and then he's seen Medusa come past.
No, because, but then again, we're also talking about a city where seeing the Fantastic Four is also a regular event.
Yeah. It's just, we ignore everything else. The alien has landed and everyone is still shocked.
At this point, can they really be shocked at anything happening? It feels like just there's always something fucking happening. Like, I know New York's bigger than that, but you've got Fantastic Four, the Avengers Tower, Daredevil in Hell's Kitchen, Friendly Neighborhood, Spider-Man, Punisher. I'm sure I'm going to be missing people, but that's just to name a few of the fucking masked freaks that are running around. Surely, you'd look up from your newspaper, see some shit happening, and go, Monday's right, and then look back down.
The attitude of New York, Marvel's New York, is best summed up in Lego Marvel. I'll refer to that again, the Bible of Marvel. The Bible of Marvel. When you play that game, the citizens just chat some shit to you, and you're thinking, you've got a fucking nerve. Because I'll pop your mini Blick head off. You know, I'll take the what is the head called?
Well,
what is a Lego man's head called?
A Lego man's called a minifig.
I'll pop your minifig head off.
I think it is literally just minifig head.
And then I'll take your arms off and I won't even replace them with an accessory.
Yeah, just have no those arms. Fuckers will just come back.
You'll have no arms. But that, you flying around New York as like War Machine or anyone, like anyone really cool. And they just talk, you, and even the Punisher, like Frank Castle, and they're just talking to, like, you're not, don't ever insult me. And they're just fucking oblivious to everything.
Meanwhile, they're like Stan Lee's hanging off a cliff somewhere.
Yeah, there's just shit going on, and I'm just like, oh, fucking hell, another fucking thing. And that's like every Marvel, they like, just turn around, something bad happens, and I run away. Then something slightly good happens, and I'm like, yeah! Yeah!
Because they're immortal, mate. You don't have to be scared.
But I don't even know how to continue this fucking thing.
All that I know is that I really want to play Lego Marvel now.
Platinum it, mate. I couldn't hack the second one, sorry.
Yeah, the second one feels like proper discombobulated, innit?
Yeah, the second one's just, I ain't feeling it. But no. The first one is a genius.
First one's God tier.
So what does planet Earth do when an alien with beautiful and unique hair, what does it do when it lands? They try and pull it in an ad campaign.
Straight away, just... Bitch has been on Earth all of 2 seconds and companies are already trying to sexualize her. Am I right?
Montgomery G. Bliss is hanging out his window as Medusa flies past. He is the chairman of Heavenly Hairspray.
I'm kind of jealous of that name.
Montgomery G. Bliss.
That's fucking incredible.
Montgomery G. Bliss.
No, I don't know, man. I reckon he's a bit more flamboyant than that.
No, he's Montgomery G. Bliss.
Okay, we'll have that then.
I know why you said flamboyant. It's because he's dressed in purple and yellow, but everyone is.
Mate, it's that moustache, though.
I don't know if it's moustache or just fat.
He's got a fat top lip.
But no, they see Montgomery G. Bliss and his assistant, some Wilberforce, look out the window, they see Medusa flying past and go, she's perfect. Get her on the paper. Get her on the cover. We need her to sell our trademark, our Heavenly Hairspray. And they just, he's screaming. He's just like, he's actually fully screaming out the window. And there she is, boy. There she is. Think of the money we could make. Think of the campaign. Think of it all. I could cry. Sir, I could cry. And then... the assistant just says, but what if she says no? And Bliss just puts his hand in his face and goes, nobody says no to Montgomery G. Bliss. Nobody. So don't just stand there. Get the fuck out there.
Imagine being that big-headed to think that you could just go pay for an independent alien woman to just come. I mean, the thing is, you know, fuck all about this person coming down. You don't know if they even speak English.
What if it's the aliens from Mars Attacks and he does that?
then get me the boombox.
Well, they need her for the ad campaign. Heavenly Hairspray needs some fucking money.
I just remember the fucking tune that they played in order to explode the heads and he was just like...
Well, Medusa, of course, is being celebrated as a hero. Everyone's accepting her as a human. This one bloke says, well, if she's not human, I'm resigning. And this guy goes to him, from what you're resigning from? He goes, the human race.
The human race. That's just, I'm going to say it right now, that's just suicide. that's rough as fuck.
Well, as she's been celebrated...
It's nice to know that the child has also been reunited with the governess.
I'm glad she woke up.
She's also... She was out for a nap, man. She was catching some zeds.
Well, Medusa is being celebrated as a hero, as everyone is kind of just ogling her. They are genuinely ogling her.
I love how she saves a child from her own shit and gets instantly regarded as a hero. Meanwhile, Spider-Man's fucking busting his hump day in, day out. Literally, foiling bank robbers, you know, stopping the bad guys, putting the Doc Ock away in a slammer, you know, and half of New York's still out to lunch on him.
Oh, I imagine when Peter Parker goes home covered in fucking hair and just really angry. And Harry Osborn's there just going, "Jeez, you gotta see this Medusa chick, jeez." And he's just got his head in his head because he's got a lot to be upset about, genuinely.
You remember what I was talking about earlier when you dropped the item? That extended 30-second period is just Peter Parker's life extended.
Drop it, walk away. It's not just walk out.
Just walk out. You don't like it. Even pick it up ever again.
Funerals, birthdays, films, concerts, gigs, TV shows, video games. You don't like it. Walk out.
Walk out.
Walk out. You don't like it. Leave.
Resign.
As Medusa's been ogled by a crowd, she kind of goes, maybe I've judged everyone too hastily. Maybe the Inhumans have a place in society on Earth. Just as he says that, a fucking advertising exec, the assistant Wilberforce, taps on the shoulder going, "Excuse me, miss. I wish to make you an offer."
He's like, an offer? Then speak.
And he's like, "Well, my employer would like you to be the heavenly hairspray girl. We're prepared to pay you as much as," and she's just not interested in money, but she wants the offer because this could be a rare opportunity to study special human beings. Advertising execs.
Special is the word. I've worked with a few advertising execs in my time, and they are a different breed.
Well, she accepts the opportunity to become the face or hair of Bliss's hairspray, Heavenly Hairspray, because there's an opportunity there, and it could give the Inhumans a place on Earth if she feels like the humans will accept her. Meanwhile, Peter Parker is knocking on the door of Gwen Stacy's house, begging for a chance to explain himself.
So Peter gets handled by an alien that comes to Earth and thinks the best course of action is to get into his civvies and go see Gwen.
It's like he's extremely drunk and does something stupid and then just doubles down.
It's like when, two issues ago when he got through into the mind scrambler machine, it blew the fuck up and he just left it. He's just like, "Right, I'm out."
Did you see that video I sent you of, do you know the bloke doing the gender swap in the chip shop?
I can't say I have.
Oh, I can't spoil it because it's so funny, but it just ends in drunken shame, like incredible drunken shame. And I can just imagine the aftermath is that bloke being Peter Parker and just going to his missus's house and banging on the door going, "I'm so sorry. Please."
But that's essentially what's happening right now as he's speaking to Gwen.
His fingers are covered in hot sauce. He stinks of hair.
He stinks
of someone else's hair. It looks like his jumper's covered in cat hair. He's just banging on it, "Please let me in." And basically, of course, what's happened is it's not that Peter's had eyes for other girls. It's not that he's not been interested. It's not that he's been good or bad. It's that he punched her fucking dad.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like it's an entirely separate thing.
Yeah, he laid fucking gloves on he laid gloves on George Stacy, and it's not like a good thing. It's not like you can come back from that. It's like you going around.
But the thing is,
your fiance's house and just slapping a mom and going, "Oh, it just happens.
It just happens. I slipped and fell."
You got to listen to me. It wasn't what you thought. But brandish hands, man.
But the thing is, at the time when it happened, That exact thing happened where Peter just went, "Yeah, I hit a dad. I can't do anything about this." And he just left.
He did.
It's exactly what happened.
He says, "I don't know how to explain." And Gwen's just falling for it. Like, "I want to believe you, but you know, you fucking hit my dad." She slams the door.
Click. Done. Five
Pete's just got his head in his hands, covered in just sauce. Just stinks of coffee and hot sauce, and he's just covered in hair, stinking of defeat.
Drops to his knees. He's like, "Gwen! Gwen!" Like, you know, he's the kind of geezer that like eats like kebabs really messily as well. So he's still got like the fucking the chili sauce down his chops.
Well, he does this kind of like this man thing. And he says, "Well, she'll come around, but I'm heartbroken. But she'll come around eventually," and just kind of just walks off because he thinks, "Ah, fuck.
Not sure she will, pal, because you literally laid hands."
Well, her dad, of course, is recovering in a bed in the house, and he asks Gwen, "Who was it, dear?" And he says, "Oh, it's Peter Parker. You know, I sent him away." And he's like, "What the fuck are you doing? I thought you had a thing for him." She's like, "I did. But you don't remember what happened when you're under the brainwasher's influence. A lot of fucking shit happened and I'm not going to talk about it. But yeah, a lot happened." And he just can't remember. So he's like, "Oh, it's just a whole
nightmare." Wait. So Gwen knows that her dad was underneath the brainwasher's influence. So all Peter needs to do is like, "Hey, Your dad was under the influence when he attacked me. I just reacted in self-defense. Like, that's what happened. The honest truth. I was trying to explain it at the time, but I couldn't. I was too scared and worried about if your dad was hurt or whatever. That's all he would have to do."
Brad, I think you're discounting the fact that she walked in on Peter's knuckles in her elderly father's face. And I know you can explain it away with that, but it's still a very hard thing to come back from.
After the fact, though, and it's like she knows.
What if his fucking heart popped when Peter hit him?
Probably would have done him a favour, because then he wouldn't have been in the brainwasher's influence anymore. Then would he?
Well, he's recovering, but Gwen and him and Peter aren't having a good time at all, thanks to the Kingpin and his schemes. Should we catch up with Medusa?
Go on, then. How's her hairspray going?
Well, she's introduced to Montgomery G. Bliss, who is just, he's in absolute fucking bits, mate. He's all over.
He is proper gushing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like, "Anything you say, it's all yours." And she's just like, "I don't give a fuck. I just want to do this thing for you. Just get it over and done with.
Just put me in front of people."
Yeah. Over at J. Jonah Jameson's club, his executive club, he's fuming because, and I quote, "Some female refugee shows up called Medusa with living hair and not one Bugle photographer or reporter was on hand to snap the picture."
Oh, how dare they not be at all places at all times?
He's just screaming about this, walking around a gentleman's club, much to the annoyance of a resident of the gentleman's club, Norman Osborn, who has had a hell of a headache for the last few weeks.
Oh, we know all about that.
He's got a splitting headache. And imagine him, he's sitting there with all the thoughts going through on his head and everything that's happened and the genuine head injuries he's sustained. And J. Jonah Jameson's there just going, "Oh, the fucking woman with the fucking hair. No one's writing about her. Have you seen the stocks? Have you seen him?"
So imagine like you've had a serious brain injury. You know what I always say is the best place to go? The best place to go. Gentlemen's club, where it's full of thick cigar smoke, where you literally can't move for needing of a foghorn.
There's piss over everyone's shoes as well.
Oh, yeah, without a shadow of a
doubt. Piss on their shoes. Absolutely. All over everyone's shoes. Fucking everywhere. Smoke. Not having it.
Norman knows how to have a good time.
Well, the thoughts he's dealing with, obviously, are the thought of being the Green Goblin. He doesn't know he was the Green Goblin, but he keeps getting the memories of being the Green Goblin. He keeps thinking about the Green Goblin, and he doesn't know why, so he's struggling with a load of shit.
Some real goblin shit.
He can't deal with Jameson's racket, and he storms out having a breakdown, which is pretty par for the course for Norman Osborn these days.
Yeah.
Over at the studio, Medusa is about done with being a model and having her hair piss around and arrange itself for photos. So she storms out and breaks the camera and thinks it's all done. The research is done. I don't care for any fame. I don't care for any money. I've took your photos. I've been pissing around. I'm gone.
Rough. Just breaks the camera with her hair and that. Just imagine how pissed off you would be if it would just be like, so you did all that and we can't even get the film.
Well, he's all like, you gotta do it. We're not playing games. I'm Montgomery G. Bliss. Heavenly Hairspray make you famous. She's like, Queen, I'm Medusa. I don't give any shit about this. I'm pissing around, making my hair do dances for you. Fuck off. And he's like, well, make sure you don't hit that camera before you go. She just fucking slams it.
And she does it, and he just does like a... just puts both arms out, really like straight pointed at the camera, like,
Well, he fucking puts hands on her as well.
Oh, he doesn't.
She's walking out, and he tells his assistant to piss off. She goes, take the rest of the day off. Montgomery G. Bliss will show you a good time. We'll tidy things up. Don't worry. Come back when you rest. And she's just like, I'm not fucking coming back.
He's not taking no for an answer.
No, I'm not coming back. I'm not learning anything. I'm gone. And the assistant's like, oh, she's gone at last. At least we took some pictures of her that we can use, right, boss? And he's like, well, it's not enough. I'm frustrated. I don't care. I plan to get $1 million of publicity out of that female. Fucking hell. That's the first time I've read that.
Christ.
Out so of that bad. Female.
It's so bad. First he won't take no for an answer, and now he's degrading her, you know, like hashtag me too, you know what I'm on about. So bad.
I can't plan to get $1 million worth of publicity out of that female. He wanted to extract it. And he's really pissed off that someone has dared walked out on a Heavenly Hairspray campaign.
Yeah, but it's not like it cost him any money to have her in there.
So, that's true.
So even if he makes like $1, he's still $1 up. Well, actually, minus the damages of the camera.
So what does Montgomery G. Bliss do? Well, he walks into his office. He smashes a chair off the table, chucks all the papers to the floor, and flings himself into a corner before screaming help out the window.
I see. I told you he's more eccentric than that.
Spider-Man.
Fucking diva.
Spider-Man passes, going, oh, hold up. Ooh, what's going on here? And flies back, of course, willing to help someone. He's just like, hands out. He just wants to help. Please. Please let me help. Comes flying through the window. Goes, what happened here, lads? And Montgomery G. Bliss is just on the floor going, it was worse. I'm telling you, it was Medusa. She must be mad. She just said this is a sample of what she'll do to the city. She'll run through the city and kill it all. She's got to be stopped.
Pure bullshit, man.
Doesn't want anything to do with it. Well, Spider-Man, of course, seeing a chance to leap into action, swings off and seeks his own way to get back at Medusa. And he does because he finds her crossing the city, pissing around, and he tackles her off a glider.
It's a strong move, strong, bold move.
He comes in hot, he gets tangled in the hair, and they fight and fall onto a rooftop. They crash onto a rooftop, and Medusa is amazed as Spidey stands up and frees himself from the grasp of her hair, which is apparently incredibly strong.
Oh, okay. So her hair is like, how hard are we saying? Like, probably lift the truck?
I'd say.
That's quite impressive.
It pulls it off her. Imagine that it's got the hairspray in it as well. So you've got to think its effects are like solidified.
Be so like a cruncher.
Oh, it'd be gassing Spider-Man out as well.
Oh, no, in about that life, man.
What is that smell? That hairspray smell? You know what I mean? Just like, what the fuck is that smell?
Mate, imagine the amount of dry shampoo should go throughout a festival.
Spider-Man stands up and he stands up for himself and, tries to cool down the fight, goes, you know what? What the fuck is going on? I need the answers. I need the explanation. You owe me an explanation. A, for beating me up and hitting me. B, for beating that bloke up and hitting him. And C, for what he said about you going to piss around the city and break it all up. And she just goes, I am not explaining anything to you. She calls him a clod and then slaps him on the head with her hair.
Rough. She's all fucking backhanded with the hair. With the weave.
And as she says, no mere human shall dictate terms to me. Spider-Man just says, she can do anything with that hair of hers. Even crack it like a whip as it hits him on the head.
This was like a... perfect opportunity for him to do like Lord of the Rings sort of dealio and just be like, but I am no mere man, and like fucking beat the shit out of her.
He kind of does.
Oh, excellent.
He jumps off his feet and tackles her going, I am nobody's whipping boy. And not even a ring-a-ding redhead like you with a far-out fright wig can take me.
A ring-a-ding redhead.
Absolutely done. And they get in scraps again. And she just gets immensely pissed off for the last time when he just covers her in just webbing. He just goes, fuck this, you're getting locked up now.
See, this is the thing that annoys me with Spider. He never starts with his power move.
Sinker in it.
Exactly. Like, you're telling me that we've... I mean, I've seen lots of women freak out whenever they walk through like a spider's web. Not gonna lie, I've done it myself. But imagine getting webbing in all that hair, because it's all sticky. It would literally just clump together. It would just be like she'd have to get like the shaver out, like chewing gum.
That's pretty. That's not exactly what happens. She just gets pissed off with him. He just gets the webbing out. He starts making that little web prison that he does, and the hair's cutting through it. It's getting it over and done with, and she just says, you know what? I'm ready just to be left alone. I don't want any humans to come to Earth. You are all pricks.
Peace.
She's done with Earth's bullshit, basically. And she goes, oh, forget it all. Forget it all. Forget it all. And Spider-Man says, hang on a minute. Didn't you want a Reckless City? Don't leave it. She's like, what? What are you on about? I didn't say anything like that. And Spider-Man's like, hang on a second.
Oh, it was all a ruse.
Hang on a second. It was all a ruse.
Oh, that fucking... Oh, what's his name? All I remember is that his middle name's G.
Well, he asks her about Bliss. And she says, well, I have not seen him since I refused to advertise his hairspray product. Spider-Man says, yeah, I get it. He wanted you as a testimonial to his hair, but you cut out. Then he tried to trick us into battling, hoping he could cash in on the publicity. Well, you go away. You're in the clear. But I've got some work to do. And she just fucks off and says, I just leave me out of Earth's bullshit.
Peace out. I can't blame her. To be fair, if you landed... at all the places on Earth to learn about human culture, you land in a cesspit that is New York. Like, I can't think of a worse place to land other than maybe secondary London. London would definitely be the second worst place to land.
Yeah, you just get crowded.
Oh, yeah. You'd have some roadman come up and, like, oh, give me a weave.
So, Montgomery G. Bliss is lording it up because of the fight. Medusa's massive publicity. You know, oh, he loves it. Montgomery G. Bliss loves it. The pictures, all their battles, all the front pages, all the TV news. Good, good, good. And the assistant Wilberforce walks in. Oh, Mr. Bliss, disaster struck. Oh, I don't know how to say it, mate. Montgomery G. Bliss goes, this idiot's barged in. I don't know how to handle him. He's just barged in. And then the assistant just gets out the pictures, gets out the newspapers, and it's all backfired. The sales are dropping because Medusa is a mad woman. The Daily Bugle's reporting it after a leak by a reporter.
Uh-oh.
Medusa's a nutter.
Fast forward 10 years, Montgomery G. Bliss is literally homeless.
Wow. Fast forward the 10 years.
What?
Fast forward the 10 years because Bliss wants to explain it to the board of directors, but the assistant moves in and goes, no, they've had there's no chance of reporting it, mate, because they've voted to replace you.
No,
I'm the new company president.
This feels like very Games of Thrones.
It's a tangled web we weave. What on this Game of Thrones, Brad?
Oh, it really is. Spoiler alert, by the way.
If you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or lose your executive position on the board of a hairspray
company. And your parking spot.
Yeah, your parking spot is gone. And the suit. It's mine now.
Key to the executive toilet. You know what? You don't even get access to the executive fridge. You got to have cold water by the regular water tap.
Well, boss, you didn't have to be such a cunt to me, did you? Peter Parker is walking home. He's glad it's all over. He's glad it all came along because it took his mind off Gwen Stacy and now he's got to face up to it again. As he's thinking this and moping, the familiar figure of Mary Jane Watson bumps into him and she wants to confront him about the rumours of him and Gwen Stacy. Are you guys not a thing? Were you ever a thing? Well, I knew you'd come to your senses because how can anyone else be yours when you're on the scene, you know? How can I dig someone else when you're on the scene?
Aw, very easy, love.
And Pete says, well, I'm just not in the mood, see ya.
Rough.
Literally.
That's so harsh. Oh, shit. Peter, a woman, a lady killer you ain't, mate.
And she laughs it off. She's like, wow, he must be in love. He really misses her as he walks off into the night and the comic book ends, Brad.
What is it? Oh, okay. Whatever. It's not like Peter hasn't in the past been like, oh, I really like this girl, but
I really like these four women.
Exactly. Maybe he's just fed up of women. Like after fighting Medusa, just be like, I've had enough of redheads today.
Peter Parker's Google search: is polygamy marriage legal in the state of New York?
Well, is it?
No.
Ah, oh, okay. Well,
but
cross that off the list.
Brad, that's the end of the issue. Any final thoughts to wrap up on?
That issue came out of left wing, man. Like
literally, that issue came at us like Spider-Man being tackled at the start of the issue.
It's just like, what was that little bubble? That was at the beginning. It was, why waste a second? Let's go where the action is. No context. Just like, boom. Don't give a fuck
she's
about
come
the
from,
overall.
She's come from space.
It just felt like...
Wow.
Yeah. I quite like Medusa as a character, though. She's pretty awesome. Powers of awesome tentacle hair are pretty awesome. And the glider as well. It's a big mishmash of concepts there.
Well, I don't know. I think our next issue will not be the Amazing Spider-Man nor the annual, Brad. It is the Spectacular Spider-Man magazine, number one.
Oh, okay.
So we are flying off the fucking handle now.
Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it. And then we got an annual, then we're back in.
Ah, okay.
So a nice little break. Let Peter Parker piss off and mope. We're going into the further adventures of himself as the Spectacular Spider-Man. So we'll see you next time, I guess. You can find us at Spidey Podcast. We'd love to hear off you. And if you do like the podcast, you can always definitely leave a review or hit us up in the DMs, slide into the DMs or swing into the DMs, whatever you prefer. How about that, Brad?
I did actually quite like that. that was quite entertaining.
Well, we'll see you next time for the Spectacular Spider-Man. Until someone tells us off and tells us it's not Spectacular Spider-Man, but I believe it is. So we'll see you next time for something anyway. Goodbye and thank you.
Peace out.